I thought we'd take a break from the football talk and talk about women's rowing, because the women's rowing team at Columbia scored a pretty big victory over the weekend, and now they are going up the rankings nationally. You know, I think the women's rowing team at North Carolina is outstanding. Oh, wait, no, what? Oh, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales. Hey, we're on the air.
What are you two losers up to, man?
Well, we're trying to do the show.
Y'all still slugging away in programming?
Yeah, we are.
You guys haven't been promoted to sales yet?
Sales, that's where it's at,
oh,
right?
Oh, man, bummer, dude, bummer. You guys are such jelly rolls, man. You guys are so jelly of me, man.
Yeah.
Jelly.
Yeah, you're
really
jelly because I'm SF, man.
SF.
Six figs. Six figs.
Oh, gosh.
And, yeah, man. You know, yeah. I got the life that all the guys want, man. I got 8% body fat. I wear $3,000 suits. And women beg me not to use a condom.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and you guys are just over there eating Pop-Tarts and farting into empty soup cans. Whatever it is you guys do.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
That's basically what we do, yeah.
Hey, you guys coming out to the party I set up for you this weekend?
What's that? Mm.
Ticket stock. I went ahead and threw that together for you guys.
You set that up?
Yeah, I set it up to, you know, to just kind of show my appreciation for you guys being such fans of mine for all these years.
Thanks, I guess.
Yeah, I knew I had to do it ever since the day I gave Rhines the idea for the station. I said, you know, I'm going to throw a 25-year party for them.
You gave him the idea
to
start the ticket.
Yeah, Rhines, he was like on this street corner, you know, had the whole little sign, you know, God bless, Vietnam vet, please give whatever you can. And so I was like, you know, I'm not going to give this tool money, because I don't trust, you know, those losers who are just begging for money on the street corner.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'll give him something else. An idea for a sports station. So that's what I gave him.
Oh, that was really nice of
you. How generous.
Yeah, and it's worked out well for him. I was glad to give him a job, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's how the ticket started.
Yeah, you guys going to the bowl? You going to the bowl?
The Super Bowl?
Yeah, going to the bowl.
Yeah, we're going.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Yeah, I may see you guys there. I was I hit both games yesterday.
Both of them?
Yeah, how'd you go to both?
Well, I was at the Superdome, you know, because my golf buddy was playing.
Who's that?
Jared Goff.
Your golf buddy.
Golf, yeah. Not golf.
Okay. Yeah,
golf.
Yeah, you know, Jay Goff. I taught him how to play, you know. He was my little in the Big Brothers Little Sisters program, Big Brothers Big Sisters program.
Really?
Yeah. When I first got involved in his life, and I hate to make this, you know, kind of a promo for the program, but I really believe in it. You know, when I first got involved in his life, Jay Goff was on his way to a non-six-figure job. He was 7, and he really needed my help, you know. He didn't even know what an Aston Martin was. I mentored him, and I said, hey, little buddy, I want to teach you some life skills. Let me start by making you a Super Bowl-bound NFL quarterback.
Well, your plan worked.
Yeah, so I did. You know, so he was pretty happy yesterday, as you can imagine, after the game. He wanted me to take him to Chili's and stuff. And I'm like, dude, first of all, I don't eat at Chili's. All right? Second of all, I got to get to A-Head. Arrowhead Stadium. Arrowhead Stadium. Yeah.
You had more work to do.
Yeah, more work to do, you know. So
How'd you get up there so fast?
Well, jet. My Gulfstream.
All right.
Yeah, my Gulfstream. I got up there. And, you know, I watched like half of the game from the booth because my buddy works for CBS, Tones. And
Tony Romo. That's right.
Romo. I forgot he used to play here, I think.
Yeah, he did.
That's right, yeah. So, you know, and I probably shouldn't have done that, you know, being up there in the booth and helping him out like that. And Jim Nance. He was begging me to put on a headset the whole time.
Yeah,
dude,
I bet.
Please put
You're
on
like,
a headset.
Dude,
come on, Chris, call the game, man. We need you to call the game. And I said, no, I can't do that, you know, because I was working there too, you know. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I tipped off my buddy Tones to several of the plays before they happened.
Oh, so that's how
so,
he
yeah,
knew
I
was.
Threw him a bone, you know, trying to help out their broadcast a little bit because I know those two guys are trying to make it.
Well, how did you know what was going to be called?
Well, I mean, it was pretty easy for me, you know. Just after I called the play into Belichick, I just turned to Tones and tell him what it was.
Man, you are connected.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't realize you had such influence.
Yeah, you know, and Belly's such a funny guy.
Belly. Nobody calls him Belly.
Yeah, Belly. He was like a friend of my grandfather's, you know, so I've known him all my life. And, you know, Later in life, he wanted to learn a new skill, so I taught him NFL.
Oh, God. Well, you did a pretty good job, I guess.
Yeah. But, hey, listen, if you guys want to get – I know you probably can't afford, you know, to get out to Atlanta for the bowl. Well, so, yeah. So if you guys want to hitch a ride, man, you know, I'm thinking of taking my 350-foot yacht to Atlanta for the Super Bowl.
Oh, you have one of those, too?
Yeah, yeah. You guys can come along for ballast, you know, as long as y'all help out and do whatever the crew tells you to do, you know. That'd be cool.
Okay. Yeah. We already got our flights booked, so we don't need to.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's nice. What charity stepped in?
Your company is paying for that.
Chris, I hate to say this, but I don't feel like you're telling the truth at all today. In fact, I know you weren't at the Superdome or Arrowhead.
What are you talking about?
Because I know your landlord at your beaten down apartment complex, and he said that you're 2 months late on the rent, and he knocked on your door yesterday, and you were in your underwear watching the games on your couch.
I refuse to pay late fees for rent!
Oh, no. He's jumped through the window into the control room. Jer, how's he looking in there?
He's not looking good, Junior. Bad acting.
Should we call 911 bad acting?
No, I think we should call the morgue bad acting.
Okay.
He's not looking good at all.
He may have offered.
Oh, wait.
Reach over here and call 911 here.
I see McConaughey, Jesus.
Wow.
Just a big act.
May he rest in peace. Chris.
Back, you Homo sapiens!
All right, see you, Chris.
See you now!
Back to sales he goes.